Yeah. Because they didn't want to go to the fight.
Is there only one oversight on the 20th birthday?
No, he's going to fight the football.
Oh, okay. Pisang? Het stresslijn. Not the stresslijn. The winter school. The autumn school thing.
Yes.
Is the department going to organize?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You up? Are you up already? Are you?
Yeah, and on the 22nd is our last day.
I can't hear you.
Friday. Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, what are you?
Hmm? Yeah, I'm going to go into a meeting now, no? Okay, bye. Have you two? Salam.
Yeah, 1 month. Yeah. Okay, okay, bye.
So you leave all the dates open?
No, I changed them. I changed the...
Okay. This from your program, I must make our program. The committee assistant or the
container assistant.
Okay.
He died before they could afford the Apollo. So he has a chance.
Hello? Hello?
Yes? No, it's because you are
used to be late night. Oh?
I can't know what you're saying. I can ignore it.
I did.
Why did you bring me? Because it's traumatizing.
No, I'm just set. I'm good to go.
Huh?
I'm good to go.
Emphasis is on the garment.
On the garment.
Morning, Eric.
Hey, man, that guy has gone.
He comes in the way. See?
Constitution to be adopted.
Now, they know that we wouldn't be having a mouth now.
I think
we wouldn't be having a mouth.
He is seeking opportunity. You know, I tell you what, people love him. He's not going to do himself any favors.
To go to an extent of saying he has a chance at
the local limit.
His body has never had a chance of apologizing. So before he died, he must apologize.
Oh, warning. That's upside. Who's the Mikey? He would never. He would say, I'm Bushi, but not because Bushi. So in front, give him the comment.
I can't even respond to that thing.
What is anybody coming? Opposition, are they coming?
Yeah, they didn't say that. They didn't say that. You are going away for the whole month. What was
for
how much? It was my throat.
Yeah.
And we are every other day. Yeah. So give a big SLT. 20,000. And that's
if you didn't come up, we would leave you here. This is the latest program. Updated one. The song only got enough copies for me because he said he emailed for us. I didn't have enough sleep. I'm also. I went to bed around 5:30. Why? All you do is to go fix the dogs. And they're already sleeping. No? But my mother is there. She's sleeping with her. At your house. No, with my mother's house. So you left them there. No, I left them at school in the morning. No, I mean yesterday night. Yesterday. No? I woke them up and then we went to Catherine.
Yes.
To Catherine. You could have just left them at your mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's cold outside, even if it's like this. My husband already said to me, whatever's coming off today.
You went today?
This morning. Whatever's coming off.
I think he's fed up.
Yes, he's so.
He must be. I don't blame him. I'm also fed up with it. Too much. I hope in 3 weeks you're going to be sure. Unless there's a minute.
Tomorrow's night.
Yeah, tomorrow's
night. Thanks, Kathy. One is of course not. One is.
This is a study group meeting.
It looks like. It looks like.
It's a continuation of the study group yesterday. One on policy cut discussion. Mark will present a paper, produce a paper, on the economic transformation state entities to present to the study group on Wednesday, tomorrow evening. Alternatively, that paper that he's going to develop, this critique, let's call it a critique, on the SOE policy document, you will present that and focus on the first. So he's going to develop a critique on the SOE policy document. He will either present it to the study group on Wednesday, tomorrow evening. Alternatively, he will present it to the caucus on Thursday. And then there were two issues for any other business. The one with the letter from Transnet to the chairperson, that will be tabled at management committee. And the second one was the oversight visit next week. Will also be referred to the management committee. So those two other business, management. And you made the note for the discussion of the third term program. You were still there for the summer. Yes. So we just approved that it will be tabled here. What happened? I was so confused yesterday about the study group. When was it this morning?
No, strategy.
Strategy. Did you go?
Yes, strategy this evening.
Oh, okay. What happened then?
I'm not too sure, but she told me Eric did the declaration for 2 minutes and then
you will give to him?
No, I did already yesterday.
So he has the declaration?
Yes, and the notice and whatever.
If needed.
If needed, yes. But I think it's going to be needed because that's why she attended the strategy.
Okay. You don't know what happened in the strategy?
No.
Okay. But I don't think it will lead to the declaration for public enterprise. I think it's just in case.
Yeah.
It's fine. We just keep it there.
But only about 5 lines or so.
2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
White lines is not too much.
Oh, no.
One page is too much.
But five lines that Eric wrote that she took to straight this morning, and I think they approved.
But you can talk to the five lines.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You're okay with this? Just remember now, once we approve this program,
okay,
we will have to go management and study group. For this group, 1 week early. 1 week early.
Oh.
This is one for communication. The joint between Department of Communications and Department of Public Enterprise on the ECS line for InfraCo. It will not appear here because it's a study group issue.
Don't worry, no. This is a declaration. It's a declaration.
Honorable members, shall we start? Honorable Corona, if you are ready, we start.
Always ready.
I in this one, I'm so used to.
That is what
I mean.
We will enable to fulfill the responsibilities, but we ask for more money.
Oh, you? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can tell the way you use your words. I was feeling what you used to do.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome all of you to this meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Public and Private. Do we have any apologies? None?
I have an after-specific SMS from Marais, in West, which meeting.
And I'm still in a apology.
So, I just told them that the meeting was cheap, but from crossing their hands.
We'll go to item 3, which is the consideration and adoption of money. Do we all have copies of these minutes? The minutes from the 8th of April 2012 to the 15th of May 2012. Let's start with the minutes of the 24th. Page 5. Do we have a move up for the adoption of the minutes? No comments. Minutes are not adopted. The next set of minutes. Honorable, you were in the meeting. Honorable Kuranoff was in the meeting. Honorable Mukwera and Son Doe. The 24th of April. 24th. Here are classes for us. Here are classes. Honorable Mukwena moves and Honorable Kuranoff second. Okay. The minutes of the 8th of May. Do we have the minutes of the 8th of May? Honorable Puranov, Mukwena, September, Foreman, Pura the Front, you are all in the Page 1. Page 2.
Paragraph 2.2. I assume.
Paragraph 2?
2.2.
2.2. The major infrastructure program.
I assume that volume is per annum.
Per annum, yes.
Or is it?
Per annum.
Or is it over a period of time? Include also the current employees that they have. There's a base. Let's just get the clarity exactly that the way they present it. And the next sentence as well, the 7.6 billion on training, it is over a 7-year period. We cannot say that it may read that they spend 7 billion in 1 year. It's 1 billion over 7 years. So we must just go back to the presentation and just what they presented, they reflect here. Otherwise, it's not going to reflect what really they said to us.
But over 7 years.
Does it also imply with the 4.6 billion rand that will be spent on the size of it?
It must be clear.
7 years.
The way it stands, the 4.6 is now part of the 7.6. And if I remember, it was not part of that. The 1 billion was on training. Yes. See, we just asked the secretary just to go through this whole document and make sure that what is reflected here is what they presented to us, because it's now the second paragraph that may be misinterpreted. And when it goes to the House to be adopted, then we may run into problems.
any other comments on this page? Page 4. The minutes of the 10th of May. Page 2. Consideration and adoption of the strategic plan and budget for the
can I just say on page 2, the second bullet, that we just rephrase, especially the latter part, the closer to relook the figures. The second bullet, the second part, it says, and propose that the researcher relook the figures. If you
remember it?
I remember it. I say
yeah.
The phrasing.
Yes, the phrasing
is not correct. I'm not disputing the fact.
Also on the very same bullet.
Yeah, I think with one other.
With one other.
Okay. That will also be corrected then. Can we adopt this with amendment then? Can we adopt this with the necessary corrections to be made? Are we agreed? We have a mover. Honorable Fuller. Honorable September 2nd. But you were not even here. Honorable Mukwena moves and Honorable September 2nd. Thank you. The minutes of the 15th of May. The 15th of May. Is there anything on page 1? Page 2?
on number two, presentation of Department of Communications. In his presentation, the Director of Legal Services at DOC, Mr. Wilkes, gave the committee a background of the licensing of Infraco and the policy directives that were issued by the previous Ministers of Communication. He informed the committee that Infraco was an infrastructure investment full stop. In order, let me start the sentence there. Investment what company? Infrastructure investment company. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you must put a full stop there and start the new sentence. In order to reduce the cost and communicate by providing infrastructure. The wholesale rate to other operators.
No.
Am I clear?
It doesn't make sense.
No, it is clear, but that second sentence is now incomplete.
Mm. Now incomplete. The one starting with the order.
Yes.
In order must be a continuation.
Order. Reduce the cost. Okay. Investment company.
I can rework it where it can make sense.
Okay.
They said that Infraco was an infrastructure investment aimed at reducing the cost.
It helps the
Yeah, no, I'll do that. I'll look at the best way.
Can I suggest? On page 2, paragraph 2.2.1, or 2.2, no, it's fine.
page 4.
Person on page 4, the very last sentence, doesn't make sense.
Their goal of rolling out ICT to communities. Okay.
2019 is still coming, but we say InfraCo was unable. Page 5,
okay.
The conclusion and recommendation. We can forget the report, but this paragraph stays.
Pardon?
I say we can forget the rest of the report, but this paragraph is important because in a quarter or two quarters of a year, we go back and we say, what did we resolve? And this, just refresh my memory, there's no time frame, there's no order given. So it's very vague, and in months to come we will look back and say, what did we decide? So if we say there is a need for the
minister
to meet, so what did they say? No, it's no need. So is there a time frame within the next year, 2 years, 3 years? So can we just be reminded what did we decide there? I can't remember that we made such a vague recommendation. We in the minutes we would have made a more precise, that's measurable by when and so. But if not, then we make a mistake.
I ask woman just to ask to repeat that question that she asked, the fragility, just to how can the performer help? If you just read the time out for me, please, because I think we want just change the fragility.
Yeah, I
agree
what you
say.
It's under committee's observations.
Yeah.
And it says, how can the Portfolio Committee assist government to ensure that InfraCo achieved its developmental mandate? And I'm saying
achieves.
But there's something wrong. There's something.
Is there a question mark? There's no question mark.
Yeah, there's a question mark.
Oh, the question mark is fine. That's
Can we just clear this issue that Honorable Coroner? How we acted on it. Yeah. You comment on
it? I just need the wording for paragraph 6. Because what we're saying here in 6, and if we make such a decision, just safer, but we say the two ministers must have a bilateral on the ECS license. Okay? So we didn't put the time frame, so it's our mistake. And the future of role of InfraCo in the ICT industry. That one I can't recall. Why would Malusi discuss with communications the future role of InfraCo in the ICT when it's in the ANC policy documents? It just doesn't make sense to me. If we made this decision, then fine. Then, but it's not very practical what, how it's stated here. I just want to check with the secretary whether what's here is in effect what we decided.
Honourable members, the one of the bilateral on ECIs is what we've decided. But this one emanates from the fact that during the confusion, communications did say that the department is busy with an ICT policy, a national policy for ICT, of which the role of Infraco, Nutel and all that will be decided upon within the national policy ICT framework for the country. That the Department of Communications is busy with at this point. Yeah.
It's misleading. You're taking two concepts into one. The one is the ECS license, bilateral. The second one is the study by communications on the future of ICT companies. And you link the two as if it is the same, and it's not the same. Then we must make two sentences, the one on the Infraco bilateral between the two ministers, and the second one, the study by proposed by communications on the ICT sector, which it will include Infraco.
A little bit of a controversy. The EC, the two ministers, I don't know if we can revisit this decision. Because we can't revisit.
No.
Okay.
It would be nice to do it.
On page 4, I just wanted to make a correction on that, to be helped here on the same minutes of the 15th. Page 4, number 5, from the Department of Public Supply. I wanted to help me here on the last sentence of 705. Infraco was unable to assist me.
Infraco is.
Come again?
Infraco is.
You change it to is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Infraco is unable to assist. But can you remove that by 2019? Because I don't know. Let's just say to communities, full stop, not by 2019.
What was that?
The house starts at 11 o'clock.
Right then. When you
report, the house
No, 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 I'm telling you now.
So I think let's do it.
So,
I hope we are clear about the standing of this paragraph 6.
Yeah.
In that, we are saying the two ministers should meet on the ETS license. Did we talk about the time frame? That's the thing. I think that's what.
Yeah, I think Colin said we must. Because we didn't capture that.
Oh. Let's finalize that and.
Honorable Kuranov, what was your final? What did you say we should?
No, I think what we should. Yes, Comrade Connie's point is very valid.
Yeah, that's
when we write a letter to the two ministers, we will ask them, we will put as the portfolio committee a time frame on this request.
On the request.
Yes, that's a very valid point. Yes. We can't change a bad decision into a good one,
yes,
but we can try to correct it
by
with the benefit
in,
of hindsight.
In the action that we take.
That's right.
Okay.
So what I finally suggested, that we split the conclusion and the recommendation. Instead of one sentence, we have two sentences.
Yeah,
The first one is to have the bilateral between the two ministers. We will follow up with the letter, time frame, deadline, whatever. The second one is to say that, and I don't think we can do anything about it in a recommendation and conclusion. Then we must rather have it in the response of the Department of Communication to say they're busy with a study about the ICT industry, of which InfraCro will be have a future role.
Okay.
That was a response. That can't be a conclusion and a recommendation.
Okay.
Unless
we
want to follow it up and to say, following this statement by communication, we recommended A, B, C.
Okay.
And we didn't do that.
Okay. Honorable
Mukwena? That opens the door for me to come back. When I ask the question, can we change anything that? And other people could not say no. But that's exactly where we are at the moment.
No, we're not changing.
No,
we're talking about now, where the right letter was put time frame. We didn't decide that, you understand? So that is the point.
No.
Yeah, we didn't.
No, we're not changing the minute. We're not changing the minute.
What are you adding?
We're not adding anything.
Oh, I talk about time frame now.
No,
that's a letter. In action,
when you write the letter to the minister,
yes,
then we'll indicate the
time. That was not the decision. The time frame was not the decision. I'll tell you why I'm saying
no.
No. That's where your phone says before you hear that. That's what I'm saying. As parliamentarians, now at this stage, it does not make much sense. So, Honorable Koronov as a minister and Honorable September as another minister to receive a letter that says, hey, come together, sort out this ECS thing. Because the sympathies, people know there's a PRC report, our hands are tied. Why must I have a bilateral when, at any time now, there can be a report from the PRC, which will nullify that bilateral?
All of them, from whichever state to what they were, we now asking the Secretary to follow up and follow
the action
up
all the
responsibilities. The minutes can't go there onto the cupboard and get that. We ask him that the Secretary must respect the decisions that are in there.
Yeah.
And in order to respect that decision, putting time frame to it. So it's not the open-ended one. One day it will come back and that's where the time frame thing comes, which is the power that the committee does have as part of its oversight responsibility.
I hear you. Thank you. The point that the university professor of mathematics in London did. He was used to watering the garden front lock. One day it was raining and put an umbrella to water the garden, even if it's a
friend. Can we adopt this with a correction, please? Agree? Can we have a move up for this? Please, Kololo, second, thank you. Isang, can you quickly take us through this?
The 18th to the 22nd of April of June, we are suggesting that members fly into Kimberley on Monday evening. At the 18th, and then we sleep over in Kimberley. And then on the 19th of June, which is a Tuesday, we drive to Douglas, which is 150 km out of Kimberley. That's a rural area where the pillow camper will be. Okay. I can assure you that the road is like and then we're going to spend at least from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Doing oversight over that, the train and interacting with the patients and the community. And then we have our lunch there, and then we drive back to Kimberley. Yeah, it's only 1 hour. And then our flight is scheduled for 6 o'clock back to Johannesburg. So we'll sleep at OR Camp of Southern Sun. And then on Wednesday in the morning, we will be starting at 7 o'clock. SAS is a digital program. In their program, it's a loop program. We have changed it and said, no, we will not start at 7 o'clock. So I told them that we actually want to keep our
I think the difference there is with SAA and SEC. SAA has a flight almost every 30 minutes from Java. So it's a bit
different.
6 o'clock.
Maybe the honorable member can do
Thank you, Chair. I thought we were still raising hands when we wanted to speak. One thing that I nearly found odd when we were interacting with staff and passengers of SACS was that we were ordinary people with either suits and ties, but we had no identification. Now, we were like passengers. I don't know, I'm not suggesting anything, but it would be at least something ordinary or something acceptable even to passengers. When you talk to a passenger, you've got an identity. You are not another passenger that is delaying another passenger. I think we need to look at that.
And be proud of what such deep thinkers because they're trying to tap the logistics. That inspired me to raise them, to suggest that shouldn't we rather have a permission from SAA to have, let's say, putative boarding passes so that we don't interfere with the boarding procedure this side and we meet the people that side when they're already, when they're ready to board. Because there's only some time. There's a more relaxed, they can pay attention. Because it doesn't matter what, how much we are marked on this side, right? Et cetera. But anybody who's afraid, who's anxious to, who's afraid of this airplane flight, will even push the president out of the way. You see? So it is better to find them when they are well disposed to hearing what they've already checked in, and the protocols are relaxed now. Even if they're in the queue, they know. There's no risk of them missing a flight. So it's better to catch them that side of the checkpoint instead of this side. But I create every alignment to this entrance point. Yeah, because it's here. So let them check in, and immediately after going there, you know this is now, these are tellers, whatever they are of SAE, and then brilliant, so they can be confident. If you lead them there to actually mingle, that's where this problem will arise. But if we stand strategically outside as they check out for that particular airline, there can't be confusion. Because you almost like, that's what I mean. The point I'm trying to make, I'm just developing Honorable Santos' very, very sensible point that if we try and catch the side, we'll delay them, and you know, it doesn't matter how much they love us, but you know, in fact, sometimes right, because they can actually miss a plane, and they cannot say, oh, no, I'm sorry, but I'm late by 3 minutes because, and the member of Congress interviewed me, they say, sorry, the gates are locked. So it's too risky to interview them this side. It's better on the other side. But I take your point, Chair President, we must be staying strategically just outside the relevant the SAA checkpoints before they move everybody. Because, yeah. Quite.
still on that one of the Honorable Sir, of the identification. I think it's a brilliant idea, and I'm trying to think of a way of making those name tags, in that they should not be just normal papers. Mm. Instead, if possible, I don't know if we could make something permanent, because we do a lot of oversight work. Maybe something permanent
with solid gold or platinum.
Good idea.
Two things. The tax. We have tax. This is a parliamentary tax. I don't see any need that we have special tax. This is a parliamentary tax that everybody knows this tax when you talk to him in the queue. So I don't agree with any additional gold and platinum tax. That's the first one. Secondly, we learned lessons in the SA Express experience there. Not to delay passengers, because what we did, because we were late, we talked to the passengers while he was checking in. It's unfair. We cannot do that. But when we go early, people stand in a queue in the SAA. There's a second queue in our assembly that people will complain. But because we SAA forces us into 8 o'clock, we will never see it. And that is, when we go through security, the queue in security is longer than the queue in SAA, because they open two gates for 400 passengers to go through. So I strongly feel that we shoot me down 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, that we really see what the treasure is of people flying early. This is our oversight role, to see in the queue while people are waiting. We're not having interviews, we're asking their opinions. We agreed on 3 questions. And we can circulate that, the questions we ask SA Express passengers. That we circulate it, and every one of us, ask the 3 questions or one of the 3 questions. So that we can get the feel of what is their experience early morning, cold, winter, staying in the queue, and the staff as well. So I really think we should really offer ourselves a little bit to go early, not delay, talk before the security, but including the security after we've done the job. Because 1 hour is ample time. We don't need 90 minutes to do this.
Why the 5 o'clock to 7?
The 5 o'clock flight booking in is for people leaving the 6 o'clock. Mainly to Cape Town. I think there's another 6 o'clock SAA to another destination. And that is a rush hour. But that may be too early. But this is where we really feel the pressure of the crisis passengers that we see.
No.
Is our objective to deal with frustrated tax passengers in the morning or just with SAA as a whole?
Comrade Menko, immediately after plenary. Menko. No, talking to September. Sorry, Comrade.
Yeah.